My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to the Carson Anderson program here on 97.1 The Ticket. Lot on the table today. We got Champ and Chump. Offer up your Champ and Chump for the weekend. We've been talking about the Olympics, your favorite Olympic moment, the one that really stood out to you. With the Lions, is there a starter that you want to see this week? And are you fine without seeing any starters for that matter? And we're going to see if the Lions at some point this week, if they're going to make a play for another quarterback, or they just wait till after preseason to sign a veteran to be an extra quarterback on this roster. Also, with regards to the division, saw a lot of debuts this weekend with all the rookie quarterbacks getting a chance to play, and all the rookie quarterbacks played pretty well. And then you look specifically at Caleb Williams with Chicago or J.J. McCarthy with Minnesota because they're in division. We already know how good Jordan Love is. Does that make this division even tougher? Do you think these guys are going to hit the ground running like we saw last year with C.J. Stroud? Maybe not to that a level of success right away, team-wise, but do you think that these guys are going to be players to be reckoned with by the end of the season when the Lions will play both teams in the last few weeks of the year? 248-539-9797. A lot of ticket texts coming in as well. LMFAO, all you on the Caleb Williams hype train are comical. Look at his college career and see how many credible NFL defensive players he went up against. He played against defensive cream puffs every week, except for Notre Dame. How did that go for him? All right, well, did you watch him play this weekend? I mean, it wasn't a huge sample size, but I mean, if you're going to totally discount it and say he didn't play against anybody, do that at your own peril. I think he's quite talented.
I think NFL scouts know who Caleb Williams played against in college. You know, when Patrick Mahomes played at Texas Tech, there was no defense in the Big 12. You know, Bo Nix played in the Pac-12. There's no, they know who they're going against, and they scout accordingly. They still look at the skill set, the arm accuracy, the arm strength, all that stuff. And it was a consensus Caleb Williams was the best quarterback in the draft. Now, whether he pans out or not, I couldn't tell you for sure. But I do know he possesses enough of all those skill sets I mentioned that they think that it's a good chance that he could be a franchise quarterback.
Now, the other thing we'll have a more of a closer look at is because he's part of Hard Knocks. And they had the first episode last week, and he's already shown some leadership skills. And it's going to be the relationship with he and his head coach, Mike Eberflus, is going to be interesting to see how quickly he does develop as a quarterback. But I think he's good.
Yeah, I mean, and the leadership thing is something you might not be able to know until they get in the locker room and see if they can command the respect of their teammates, right?
You got to earn it. Mm-hmm. You got to earn it. Jeff Van Sandusky, go ahead and say it. The Bears rebuild happens faster than the Lions. Well, I can't say that because the Lions went to the NFC Championship game. I think safe to say that they did it quicker than the Bears.
And if the Bears do it faster than the Lions, quote unquote, did, I don't care as long as the Lions are still good and you know, and on top of this division, right? Like if the Bears are happen to be good, because you just said we don't expect them to be, you know, Caleb Williams and the Bears to be like C.J. Stroud and the Texans last year, where they go win the, you know, win division, win a playoff game or whatever. Did they win a playoff game? Can't even remember, but they made the playoffs, obviously. No, but they could be that good next year. And then, so that makes me wonder about the Lions' window of not having any resistance in the division a little bit.
Yeah, I think it's going to be – there's going to be resistance, certainly from Green Bay. And I think these other two teams, the Vikings and the Bears –
will that happen next year, Gator?
I think
more
it'll be,
so, you know.
I think it'll be prickly.
Mm-hmm.
I expect the Lions to beat these teams.
Me
but
too.
I don't think it's going to be a cakewalk. I think you're gonna have to earn it. Look, it's the NFL, and you have to earn it anyway. But both of those teams are very talented. Take the quarterbacks out of it. Do the Vikings have offensive talent? Do the Bears have offensive talent? Yeah. Now, do the Vikings and Bears have defensive talent? I think one team has more than the other, but I just think that you're gonna have to earn it. I'm curious about Gator's thoughts on that self-serve brewery that he went to over the weekend. Okay, so Friday night, I went out and met some friends of mine that I hadn't seen in a long time. We're out in Royal Oak at the, I want to make sure I get it right, I think it's the North End Brewery, which is at 11 and Main. And so it's a self-serve place. You go in there, you give a credit card, they take your information, then they give you a wristband. And the wristband is this, it's got some sort of signal on it, and you walk up to this wall of taps. They have, I think, 40 different kinds of beer, seltzers, and wine on tap. And they have all the glassware is underneath the tap. So you pick what you want. You look up at and see which beer or beverage you like to select. You hold the wristband up to this sensor and it acknowledges it. And then you pull the tap for as much as you want. And if you want just 1 ounce, or if you want to fill the glass up with, you know, 10 ounces or whatever, then you can do that as well. Interesting concept, right? Because they've got people that are there. You can ask them questions. They'll answer questions for you. But all the information about the beer is right there on this touchscreen by the tap. I didn't have the highest expectations going into it, but I came away kind of liking the concept. It's something I could see doing again. I would check the beer list before I go again and see if there's a bunch of beers I'd like to try, because this is great for doing flights of beer, and they have that set up, which you can get these smaller glasses and, you know, with the holders for it if you want to come up with, like, flights. I like that you can just, you know, pump out an ounce of beer out of it, sample it right there on the spot, and if you like it, okay, hold the wristband up again, and this time I'll, you know, pour 6 ounces in there. It was kind of cool, Kang, I have to admit, and there was no tipping at the end.
I was just going to ask. I mean, can I ask this? You know, you brought it up Friday. Did you, you know, you had a question. Are you required to tip? And that's this type of scenario, this type of serving, I guess.
Which is what I like, because there was no opportunity
to. Okay.
There
wasn't?
No. They got your credit card when you came in.
Uh-huh.
Every time you would use the wristband up to the sensor, it would let you know, hey, here's how many ounces you had. Here's the cost per ounce, and here's how much money you accrued on it, and that's it.
There was never an option saying
no,
15%, 20%, 25%.
No. When you checked out,
okay,
you just turned in your wristband, and they said, okay, you're all set. Thank you.
They took it out of your hands. I love that.
Now, I didn't get any food, so I don't know if there was that opportunity for food, but I'm going to guess no.
No one you were with got any food?
Not that I could see. I got there a little bit later than everybody else, but not too much later, but nobody was eating when I got there. They may have eaten ahead of time, but maybe that was a different situation there, but it was kind of cool. It's actually kind of cool. If you want to try something, you know, new when it comes to beer or seltzers or whatever, and you don't want to get the whole thing, but just an ounce.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Try it. It's great. It's, like I said, it's like getting flights of beer at another brewery, anywhere else in town that has that. So, pretty cool. Shoot the boot. The NFC North will have three teams in the playoffs this year. Williams and Love are the truth. I don't see any option for busts in them. That's Hunter and Tecumseh. I don't think Jordan Love's a bust. I think Jordan Love proved it last year. And, you know, this is, you got two different ways you can break quarterbacks into the league. You do it the way they did with Jordan Love, where he sat behind Aaron Rodgers for, you know, 2-3 years, whatever it was. And then he comes in and hits the ground running, which, by the way, is the same way that Aaron Rodgers was broken into the league, because he was backing up Brett Favre for those years and then got his opportunity. Or it's sink or swim, like what the Bears are doing with Caleb Williams. You're a rookie, but we drafted you first overall. You're going to start. So long seasons, we'll see how it does work out. But I think the quarterbacks in the NFC North are pretty good.
If it was this year, though, could you imagine?
I don't want it to be this year.
No, neither do I. And no. I'm not scared
afraid
of the Bears.
Yeah, I'm not afraid.
Neither one of us are scared, but that would be like, seriously, that fast, huh? We just got to the top here, the Lions.
You know what? Part of my angst about that is I'm thinking about how wide is this window open and how long is the window going to be open
exactly.
for?
Exactly. Yep.
And to me, because I'm a guy who builds with the offensive and defensive lines, and specifically the offensive line, like, I don't know how much longer Frank Ragnow is going to want to play with his banged up body, even though he's one of the best in the league. I'm not sure.
Zeitler's on a 1-year deal.
I know. Zeitler's, the guards are both kind of, you know, not makeshift, but they're plug and play for short contracts. Penei Sewell is the real deal. He's amazing. And you got him locked down, and that's great.
Anchor.
And, you know, you just signed Decker to a multi-year contract, but you can get out of that easier if you feel the need. But, you know, you're hanging another year on him.
Well, right now, basically what you're saying, it sounds like to me, Gator, is you're saying you feel good about the outside guys, the tackles. Inside, you're not sure where this is headed maybe after this year.
Yeah. I mean, I looked at a mock draft last night. I saw a 2-round mock draft, which is ridiculous that somebody's going to have a mock draft, and as ridiculous that I would look at
it. I was just going to say, you clicked on it. Look at this stupid mock draft. I wonder what they have. I got to click on this.
Nobody's played a down of football yet in the pros or in college, but I look at it for two reasons. One, I want to see where they had the Lions picking to see how good they think the Lions will be this year.
Of course.
And this one had them picking like 28th.
Not 32?
No. And the other was, what position do they think the Lions would gravitate towards at that part of the draft? So I was curious to see that. In this one, I believe they went with the defensive tackle, and I was kind of shaking my head going, nope, I hope it's offensive lineman, because they have to start replenishing that. And they've used some draft picks the last couple of years on the offensive line, but those are projects. These guys are real projects. So I don't know. We'll see. 248-539-9797. More of your calls. We got Steve and others on hold. We'll get to you and more of your text messages as well as we continue right here on 97.1 The Ticket.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.